Hello, you are listening to Brain Rot on 107.9 FM WMCB. I am here. I am one half of DJ Irony Poison. My other half is MIA. Henry, where'd you go? Are you gonna come back? I haven't made a show in a while, and it might just be my show at this point, so I'm gonna do whatever I want. Today, we're going to listen to a quiz that me and Mo Schweiger, aka our satirical persona, Mandy Mudballs, wrote. Grab a pen and paper and take this quiz. Here's the intro. So, you picked up a can of spray paint from Looky Here's Art Supply Thrift Store and don't know what to do with it. You might be wondering, should I make a stencil? Should I create my own tag? Should I spray my band's name under a bridge? Look no further, indecisive tagger. Take the quiz below to determine how and where to make your mark. Okay, so now I'm gonna ask the questions, and you'll just write down A, B, C, or D, and we'll collect the answers at the end. So the first question is, what is your dream job? Is it A, professor at Smith College? B, I do not dream of labor? C, farmer? Or D, director of economic development of Greenfield, Massachusetts? The second question is, what are you doing on a Saturday night? A, are you going to a screening at Visions Video in Northampton? B, attending a mask-required fundraiser? C, basement show with my buddies? Or D, leading the Greenfield People's Budget Abolitionist Workshop Series meeting on surveillance technology? Third question is, what is hanging on your walls? Is it A, there is no space to hang things on my walls, I have too many bookshelves? B, A, we are not free until everyone is free, garlic block print poster? C, a poster of Matisse's dance? Or D, a whiteboard calendar? The fourth question is, what bumper sticker do you have on your car? A, nothing. You have to incite a dialogue with me to learn my political and or humorous opinions. B, we are not free until everyone is free bumper sticker. C, a rainbow flag. Or D, an NEPM sticker. 5. Why did you move to the Valley? Is it A, to lead a slow-paced life in a beautiful liberal area in proximity to New York City? B, to build my own intentional living community? C, rent used to be cheap, never left? Or D, I'm from here? The sixth question is, where did you get this magazine? Well, never mind, we can skip that question. This was written for Looky Here's new magazine, which is being released, I believe, in June. So go check out Looky Here and see when it's being released. So now we're going to play a song, and you just look at your answers. And then throughout the show, we're gonna read each of the answers. So stay tuned. Brain Rot. You just heard a song by my buddy ZBS FM. And now, back to the quiz. Have you ever considered that Jason is gay? If so, and if you chose mostly A answers, you should graffiti Poet Seat Tower. You have taste for the finer things, like 100-year-old brick, or going to a silent sunrise writing circle with Greenfield's most famous export, C.A. Conrad. Every Saturday morning, after you saunter across Avenue A to Unnameable Books, you started coming to look for the first edition of Infinite Jest, but kept coming for the free jazz music. Why don't you pick up a can and spray the worst line of your most recent poem onto the historic wall? Don't worry, it will be power washed away every year, costing the city council $40,000, but ensuring that you will have space to write your entire treatise on why conflict is, in fact, abuse annually. attend Great Falls Books Through Bars monthly Saturday meetings? In that case, and if you chose mostly B answers, why don't you and your gaggle of comrades slither over to the First Light Dam after next week's gathering to graffiti on the most evil structure within walking distance of your backyard? You are the type of person to shame your friends for going to the fish ladders every May because even looking at that damn dam is a sin in your mind. You wear natural deodorant, if any at all, and hot glued the soles of your Tevas together for the fifth time last summer, vowing to never give that Zionist company more money than your mom already did when she bought them for your Israel trip when you were 16. Try to keep it simple with this spot and write shame in letters as long as your wingspan. 5'1" and counting. Hosted your own community-centered, accessible, not-a-fluff arts event, but God knows you'll be there. If you went to UMass and stuck around in the same punk house after graduation because you love the porch and you are averse to making a decision, and also chose mostly C answers, you should graffiti the Southworth Paper Mill in the Turner's Falls patch. Sure, your buddy will have to show you how to climb through the window to get in, but once you're inside, you'll see the massive amount of canvas to work on. Knowing you, you'll pick a wall that's already been richly decorated with a drawing of a strange and gangly creature. But have no fear, you will add your own personal panache with a tag of ACAB. You like things that are tried and true. Your bookmail t-shirt, unframed bread and puppet poster, yearly tickets to Green River Music Festival, and fall foliage. Nothing wrong with that.
You.
Are you sick and tired of the Greenfield establishment telling you that lampposts should stay in the nude for environmental reasons? If you picked mostly D answers and have the mayor's email address saved in your phone, you should put a poster on the light pole on the corner of Federal and Main Street. If you find yourself constantly texting your ex, hookups, roommates, asking them to run for the vacant Precinct 3 seat, or at the very least, vote, do I have a slightly illegal act for you? It's not as permanent as graffiti, but putting up a poster still gives you the thrill of making your voice heard where it really counts, the streets. While you ride around in your moped, make sure to stop at every free pile to stock up your free store and snag any shoots of medical nettle growing up on the side of Route 2. The rash you get from picking it will inspire your next poster, which will read, "Ouch! Hands off Greenfield!" Like the first techno song to ever exist. Glad the genre got a lot better after that one.
Yeah.
So this is a pre-recorded show. I don't know why people do it this way. It kind of takes the joy out of radio. So I probably won't do this again. But I guess I'll talk to my fans. I thought I'd give you guys a list of movies I watched recently. I watched Fiddler on the Roof. Amazing. I watched the John Waters Hairspray. Also amazing. And then I watched Marty Supreme. Really liked that one. And then I watched Uncut Gems. I liked that one less, but I still really liked it. And then I watched, I watched Exit Through the Gift Shop. I really liked that one. I get that people don't like Banksy anymore, but, that one really spoke to me, on a deeper level. I don't really watch movies, but I got really sick a couple weeks ago, so I started watching movies, and I found that I really like to. Oh, I forgot one other movie I watched. It was The Gleaners and I by Agnes Varda, and that was the perfect movie also. So go and watch a movie. If you've watched any of these movies, you could call the station during normal business hours. This is pre-recorded, so I can't talk to you live on air. And I don't know if I really want to. Anyways, so maybe don't call, but you should send me a letter to 80 P.O. Box 807. And I may or may not respond. Here's more music.
I'm going to make it to the big time, buddy. You can bet on that. And if anybody don't like my singing, I'm going to wham them in the head. I'm going, buddy, I'm going. I'm going, buddy, I'm going. I'm going, buddy, I'm going.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on.
Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. All night long. Well, I'm a king bee. Can't buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by? Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. And the circle unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Went back home, Lord, my home was lonesome. Missed my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by?
rejoice and be glad, for the springtime has come. We can throw down our shovels and go on the bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. The springtime has come, and I'm just out of jail, without any money, without any bail. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house, and I rapped on the door, and the lady says, bum, bum, you've been here before. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I like Jim Hill, he's a good friend of mine. That is why I am hiking down Jim Hill's main line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I asked for some bread, and the lady says, bum, bum, the baker is dead. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you work like other men do? Now how can I work when there's no work to do? Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you save all the money you earn? If I didn't eat, I'd have money to burn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me, and that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Here is a good sing-along and dance song. Vulani at the beginning of the song means make it wide. Everyone stands in the circle singing and clapping hands. One person steps into the middle and turns, trying to find a partner. When it comes to you are my great big friend, they grab a partner from the circle and dance round and round in the ring with them. And it goes faster and faster and faster. Try to keep up.
Vulani ring.
Completamente ricaricata, ricaricata, ricaricata. La batteria è completamente ricaricata, ricaricata, ricaricata. La batteria è completamente ricaricata.
Get. birthday. Trying to wet that ballad. Can you cut that dry, crush that rag, written out a D on him. A1 on a Thursday. Trying to go ask Alice. Trying to catch that rabbit. Yeah, I'm so no physical. I do feel like a lady. I do, fire's blazing. I do, heart isn't breaking. I do, but don't love my name.
Money is a, money is a wider, wider. Wider, wider, wider. Wider, money is a wider, wider. Wider, wider,
giddy up, rider. Get, giddy up there.
Pushing Joe around. He's up and punching now. He knows how to be angry now. Now ever since his nervous breakdown, everybody been pushing Joe around. And he was always apologizing. You could hit him in the face and he'd just say, I'm sorry. But now he's changed his story. He sees no glory in pain. And he's come to like the sunshine better than the rain. And he sees no need to explain. He doesn't want to play the game. There'll be no more pushing Joe around. No more pushing Joe around. There'll be no more pushing Joe around. He's up and punching now. And I'll tell you what, sister-in-law, I'm sorry I had to use your car, but you were mean to me an awful lot. You were crazy against me in your heart, and I was wrong not to tell you that. I let you go on thinking you were righteous, but there'll be no more pushing Joe around. No more pushing Joe around. No more pushing Joe around. He's up and punching now. And I gotta say, sweet angel, I love you, but you used me. You had me on a string to get your lover to buy you a wedding ring. And listen here, mommy dear, I get weak inside when you get near. God bless you for all those years, but this bird has flown, mom, no more tears. And there'll be no more pushing Joe around. No more pushing Joe around. There'll be no more pushing Joe around. He's up and punching now. He knows how to be angry now. Yeah, man, I've got my friends. Now I've got my own friends. So if you don't want to be no friend of mine, then just stand here in this here line. Cause I can't take rejection no more. And I'm handing out the punches now. Cause there'll be no more pushing Joe around. No more pushing Joe around. There'll be no more pushing Joe around. pushing Joe around, cause he's up and punching now. He knows how to be angry now. He's up and punching now. He knows how to be angry now. And there'll be no more pushing Joe around.
I take it all back. I take it all back. I take it all back. I take it all back.
Getting acquainted with yourself, you are now starting on the greatest adventure of your life. If you will listen with a mind free from previously formed opinions, skepticism, and prejudice. Stop and think. Why are you listening?
And we are so done. I hope that your brain rots. That was a satirical quiz and some music. Tune in next week. I want to give a walking bad public art tour of Greenfield. I think that might be fun. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. Write me a letter.